WJTL, love that little chord change. I think they call that the Bacardi third when it goes to major to minor. That's from The Elements. Great tune from Toby Mac, See the Light. Before that, we celebrated Wayne Watson with Holy, Holy, Holy. The person who wrote that song, born on this day, many, many years ago. So that's pretty cool. Good morning, Mindy and Fred with you. Happy Tuesday.
Coming up this later this hour, our friend Christy Lee is going to stop by with her worship song of the day. And in the meantime, you can check her out on social media. She has all kinds of cool things like worship leading tips and some artist news, new releases, and the Praise and Worship podcast. All you have to do is simply search WJTL Praise and Worship on Facebook and Instagram. Please follow her. It is a bunch of fun.
Joining us on the line from Colorado Springs, where it's very early this morning, our friend Ben Foley is joining us. He's the president of ServeNow. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you guys?
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, I think I probably have to say hi to my mom and dad, Steve and Patty Foley, who have been on the air with you guys, I know, several times before.
Steve and Patty, great compassion volunteers and supporters, and we love having them on the phone. And so, yes, good morning, Steve and Patty. Thanks for joining us and listening to your son. Ben, you're the president of ServeNow. For those who don't know, tell us about ServeNow. What's the history? What do you guys do?
Well, yeah, we're actually going into our seventh year right now as a international mission organization. So our mission statement is sharing Christ's passion for the world by serving the most vulnerable through national churches and leaders. So within these first 7 years, we've been able to serve over 3.5 million people in a specific, concrete, measurable way. And that doesn't even count some of our online outreaches where we've been able to reach over 30 million people with the gospel message.
Wow. So give us like a snapshot. What does that look like from day to day?
Well, it takes a lot of different forms in serving the most vulnerable in different parts of the world, from Africa, Asia, Europe, but anything from warm blankets during the winter months to medical clinics for those who have never seen a doctor before, to skill training programs for women that are at risk of human trafficking. A series of 30 books that we've written called The Basic Things You Need to Know, and then responding to emergency disaster crisis situations like this current COVID-19, where millions of people around the world are actually facing, besides the virus itself, hunger and food scarcity.
So you must have a ton of great stories that sort of embody what God is doing through ServeNow. Are there any that come to mind that you could share with us this morning?
Well, yeah. In fact, there's a story just came in recently around this current issue where we've been providing care packages for people that are in really desperate need of food during this time for their survival. And there was one person, he shared about how they're in such a hopeless situation. And his comment was, no one is here to see our tears and our condition, but you and your team risked your life to be able to provide us with food and other essentials. And his last comment was, for me, this is what hope looks like. To me, it came in the form of this survival package.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so to me, that's what it's all about.
That sums up what you guys do. That's awesome. If folks want to get involved or find out more about what you do, can they visit you online?
Yeah, at weservenow.org.
Weservenow.org. Check it out. Ben mentioned the books and the basic things you need to know when, and the one Our World Falls Apart is the one I'm holding in my hand. Coming up, we'll talk with Ben about ServeNow's response to COVID-19. We'll talk about this book a little bit. So, Ben, hang on the line for us.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Great. We'll talk more with Ben coming up. Also, music on the way.